Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk. I'm your host, Joan. Here we are again with a metaphysical snack. 15 minutes of information blasting it at you from undisclosed location, hiding in a closet somewhere near you or me or anyone else. Anyways, so how are you today? Here we are. We're already into May. We're into the fifth month of the year. Where has this year gone? I know many of us have gone through some trying times. We're in the middle of our trying times. You know what? It's okay. Breathe through it. We're going to get through this. Take your time. Get the information that we need. Just learn. We're talking about five planets retrograde right now. We're talking about taking our time and reviewing, listening, learning. Don't get upset when things don't happen in the time frame that you want them to happen. I'm jumping right into this stuff, which brings me on to the new moon this week. New moon happens tomorrow on Friday, 5-6 at 3 p.m. This is the time to manifest your dreams, manifest your ideas, get them down on paper, write that abundance check, get that out, and get your seeds planted. This new moon in Taurus is all about stepping in a brand new cycle of life, being aligned with you, your nature, yourself, your higher being. It's all about you having a choice. How are you creating this new life story? You know, we've all had some bad times. It's not that we've had bad times. We created, and don't get mad at me, we created the life that we are in by your thoughts, by your actions. It's sorry to say, but the truth sucks. It right in your face. And if you can't believe your truth and you can't own your truth, and if you haven't done that, you will be. And you're going to be facing your truth. Accept it. Let go. Quit stomping your feet. Quit making an excuse. Quit talking about it. Start acting. How do you want to live? What direction do you want to go? Positive thinking begets positive action. Are you looking at a new job? Don't complain about how you're not making enough money. Get out there, get your resume done, find something else. Add something on to what you're doing. Find a way to like what you're doing. Maybe there's people that you don't talk to because something happened in the past. Let it go. Create those positive thoughts, those positive feelings. And, you know, you've got everything happening here with Taurus, like I said, the new moon, it's all about Mother Earth, it's nature, it's watching things grow, planting a seed, any seed, and just watching it grow. You know, I was also watching another astrological forecast, and they suggested that maybe we're already watching the seed grow in others. Have we planted a seed with friends or family? And what are we doing to nurture that seed? Have you been that beacon of light, shining for people? I know it's hard, and I know it's exhausting and tiring, but have you, in some way, shape, or form, spread good energy, shared your positivity, and are you starting to see your own reflection in other people? Be careful, because if you're spreading negatively, and you are not actually being nice, or you are being a complainer, or you're, you know, discussing things are one thing. Constant complaining is another. If you're doing that, that's what's going to reflect back to you. So what you're planting, what you're thinking, what you're creating, that's what's going to grow. And we all want to have a better life. So at this time, we need to allow the magic of this new moon, the new creations, light, being about here and right now, living in the now. We want to look forward. We understand we have to face our faults. We have to face our issues. But know that you're being tested and you can get through it. We don't always see the entire picture when we're in the middle of the storm. Step away, step out, we can see it. Okay, I'm short on time today because it's a quicker show. And I wanted to talk about Tarot Talk. Tarot Talk's the name of the show. We're talking about how to address your readers. You're going to a reader. I bring this up now because May is a good season. People are taking, hey, Mom, it's Mother's Day this weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all of you who are mothers indeed or mother-like figures. And that goes to the men out there too. If you are taking care of someone and you are compassionate, happy Mother's Day to everyone. Happy Mother's Day to Mother Earth. Take time to ground down, relax, and retreat this weekend and enjoy the moments that we have here on this earth. Now, with that said, many people like to look forward to readings in the springtime. Hey, what's coming up? You know, spring is blooming. My life is blooming. I have these problems. What's going on? What can I do? You know, you're looking for answers. Okay, does he love me? Does she love me? Are we going to get married? Okay, when you're going for a reading, specifically tarot, even psychic readings, it's very difficult to ask a very straightforward, pointed question because you know that's the answer you want. Now, if it's something that you've been stewing on, if it's something that you've been asking constantly, and you're one of those people that bounce from reader to reader because you don't like the answer you're hearing, there's a reason why your answer is one, the same, or two, it starts to change after the fourth or fifth reader. Our higher self, spirit, decides whether or not you need to know the answer. Sometimes there are answers we don't need to know until it's time. That's why I had mentioned about being patient, allowing things to play out. There's a reason why things are taking its time. There's a lesson to be learned. We don't always realize it. We get frustrated. We get anxious. We get bitchy. You know, we get out there and we just start getting and spewing all our negativity and we don't know what to do. And it's hard to voice our feelings to others. And it comes out in a way that we don't realize. Sometimes we don't ever learn from it. And we just start going up. It's not fair. Why is this happening to me? Rather than saying, you know what, let's focus on something else. That problem will still be there and maybe it'll just work itself out. Maybe by doing something else, it'll be okay. Now, getting back to the tarot, I'm going to go to a reader. Okay. And I'm thinking, all right, well, what do I need to know? Am I going to be moving soon? Is there a relocation? Will I get this specific job? Should I be in the music industry or should I be in the radio industry or should I be in the computer industry? You know, let me throw out a couple specifics. Yes, you can ask questions like that, but when you get down to, oh, well, my mom's involved in this or my dad or my brother or someone specific, you're not going to get the best answers. Spirit, the tarot, the universe will provide you with the information that you need at this time. Now, it doesn't say you can't answer the question or ask the questions. When asking a question, you want to be a little bit, you want to focus on your issue. Like, for example, you can't say, what is the name of my next boyfriend? Or what is the name of going to be for my husband when I get married? Can't ask questions like that. The universe is not going to tell you because, you know what, their spirit name may be different than their earthly name. But sometimes some readers can give you at least an initial. However, what needs to happen is you need to ask, how can I focus on love? What can I do to increase my receptivity or the reception for love in my life? What do I need to focus on at this point? This job that I'm looking at, should I take more classes to increase my career, to better my career? Yes, these questions sound general. They're not exactly super specific, but you can get a better idea as to what's happening in your life by asking those questions. Many readers don't often take questions from who they're reading until the end. They allow the cards to speak and say their story, and provide the information that is necessary that you need to know at this time. These readings, I find, when I'm involved actually receiving the reading, that the questions that I had are often answered during the reading. The situations are presented, and maybe I look at it differently, but I tend to let the tarot tell me the story first. Do I need to know? And which direction do I need to go? Now, I do get asked based on what happens in the cards. Do you have any questions? And of course, with the information that's provided, you can think of questions. It's always good to have a list, you know, a couple bullet points, things that you want to ask and direct to the reader. Yes, as I mentioned in the show subject, basically your mind goes blank, you lose your list of questions, you don't know what to say, you don't know what to ask. You cannot ask questions for other people. Don't try, because it has to affect you directly. What is in your life plan? What is it that you know, your path? Where are you going? These questions are about you and how it affects you. So to ask, is my boss going to get a different job or is my boss going to leave? The reader can tell you there might be changes at work, but who's to say that you aren't going to be the one leaving and changing your career, changing your position in the company? Also with changes at home. You know, you have to think outside the box. If you're so specific in your questions, you tend to lose the meaning of the reading. And what is it, like I said, if there's going to be a change at work and you're asking, is my boss leaving or am I going to get a new job? And they state changes will be happening at work or in your career, it's quite possible that if you ask if you're leaving, possible that maybe you're moving to a different department. Maybe they're revamping the company. Maybe you'll get a new coworkers, or maybe there's going to be new job descriptions or things that you'll be doing in that sense. So the key is when you're going to a reader, when you're getting your reading, you have to be open-minded. You can't just be stuck on, oh, does he love me? I've had several callers that have in the past, year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I've talked with other Blog Talk listeners and hosts that have gotten the same caller between different shows on different weeks. They would be asking the same question. And what's interesting is when I go out to Blog Talk and I also listen to other shows and get an idea to what's out there, listen to other people, just kind of get a feel for the pulse of the consciousness of what's going on with everyone else, I tend to hear some of the same voices, the same people asking the same questions. And just because you don't hear what you want doesn't mean it's what you want is not going to happen. It's just not important at this time. So it's all about taking the information that you're being given. Be patient, because maybe it's not important what you're asking. Maybe you need to be focusing on something else, and that's where your life is going to flourish. All right, so here we are back here, Blog Talk Radio, wrapping this up. I'm going to pull a quick card from the Fairy Tarot deck for everyone, one of my favorite decks at this time. And the card I have pulled is the Ten of Winter. It's the resolution of difficulties. I love the fact that this card just came up because this is what I feel like is happening this week, last week and this week. A weight is lifted off your shoulders. It's the end of addiction or the end of codependency. You're able to stand on your own two feet. You're able to move forward. You're able to finally get your answers. As I said, face the truth. If you haven't done it in the last couple months, just own the truth. Live in positivity. This is where we're headed. Things are starting to brighten up. Plant that seed of positivity this week. New moon tomorrow at 3 p.m. on Friday the 6th. Don't forget, you can find me on Facebook under Real Metaphysical Talk, here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can also find me on iTunes. I appreciate you all listening. Don't forget, it's the Ten of Winter. It's the culmination of everything. Everything's coming to a close, and we're moving on to better things. Thank you for listening. I look forward to having you listen again on a brand new show of Real Metaphysical Talk. I'm Joan. I will talk to you again soon. Thanks.